What does that mean?
Well, just what it means, says that the weather is changing and threatening. You never hear it, that word used like it's threatening sunshine, but like it's threatening rain or something like that, like it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm. Say if it had been cloudy and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you say it looks like it's finally going to
break up.
And on morning of when you go outside, it's not really cold. It looks...
It's chilly.
Okay. And you say it was so cold last night that the pipe...
Froze.
And did what?
Burst.
Okay. And the pipes have already... I was going to try to do something about them, but the pipes have already...
Thawed out.
Where they've already... The water's already...
Running. Flowing.
No, it's so cold and the water has...
And froze.
Okay, and the pipes have done what?
Burst.
Okay, and if it gets very cold, the water will...
Freeze.
And the pipes will...
Burst.
And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you say last time we had a...
Frost.
What if it's worse than that? You call it a...
Freeze.
And... If the, say you had a lake that froze just around the edges, you'd say, last night's a lake. Do you ever have a certain expression for a very dense covered spot?
No. If I said the lake froze, that would mean the whole lake froze, mm-hmm. which never happens around here. I'd say there is ice on the lake.
Mm-hmm. Which, here. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Skimmed over or scaled over?
No.
And talk about how tall rooms are. You said this room's about...
8 foot tall.
And if the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it was...
Wind is raising.
Okay. Anything else?
The wind is blowing harder.
Mm-hmm. What if it's just the opposite? It has been strong, it's getting weaker.
It's slacking up.
And if the wind's from this direction, you say it?
From the south.
And the wind halfway between south and west, you call it?
The southwest wind.
And halfway between south and east?
Southeast wind.
And east and north?
Northeast wind.
And west and north?
Northwest wind.
And you say, started to rain and the wind began to...
Blow.
And all night long the wind...
Blew.
And the wind has...
Blown.
And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down.
What do you mean?
You call that a...
Storm.
Anything else? If it just suddenly starts and it's real heavy.
I might like say to my wife, looking out the window, I might say it's raining cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's raining in sheets.
Did you ever hear of a gully washer or a downpour or
yeah.
cloudburst?
All three.
Which one would you
use? I might say it's a gully washer. And I'd say, we really had a downpour yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I might say it was a real cloudburst.
Mm-hmm. Does all mean about the same thing?
Yeah, they all mean that it really rains hard.
What if there's thunder and lightning? You call it a...
Storm, electrical storm.
And if it's raining, but it's not a real heavy rain, but you just had a...
Shower.
Okay, what else?
I might say we just had a little sprinkle yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Or it just missed it a little bit yesterday.
Which is the heaviest and which is the lightest?
Well, a shower would be heavier than a sprinkle. But a sprinkle might last all day long, and a shower would just kind of be like a spring shower. It might not last but 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. What about a mist?
That's less than a sprinkle. It just, you can just barely, it's kind of like a real heavy fog.
Mm-hmm.
And I might see it drizzled all day long.
What is a drizzle?
And that's heavier than a sprinkle, kind of like it was doing this morning, just kind of drizzling all night long.
Mm-hmm. The drizzle lasts a long time?
Yeah.
Say you get up in the morning and can't see across the road, you say the weather was
foggy.
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a
drought.
Okay.